The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
That, like General MacArthur said, I will return. We promised last week we would return, so we have returned. We are Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, and Doodley. Good Day program on Monday, the 27th of December. Trick or treat!
Almost there.
Smell my feet. Give me something good to eat. If you don't, I don't care. I'll pull down my underwear or your underwear.
Really?
Yeah.
That is taking an interesting turn.
How did it go? Was it your underwear or my underwear?
Yeah. I think it was our underwear. That? But if you want to make it your underwear, that's fine with me.
How about that? Okay, so I figure.
Trick or treating her.
This is right. Well, this is instead of the.
Knock, knock.
News of the day. Who's there?
Jennifer with no underwear.
Jennifer, really? Okay, so the big news of the day is, let's see, the Ukrainian vote, maybe Ebola quarantine, more Ebola vaccines, let's see, ISIS, shootings. Yeah, right. Okay, so Jennifer, a blonde man is in the bathroom and his wife shouts, "Did you find the shampoo?" He answers, "Yes, but I'm not sure what to do. It's for dry hair, and I just wet mine." Blonde man goes
to
the vet.
Don't forget to tip your waitress in.
Wow.
Hey, blonde man goes to the vet with his goldfish. "I think it's got epilepsy," he tells the vet. Vet takes a look and says, "Seems calm enough to me." The blonde man says, "Wait, I haven't taken it out of the bowl yet." Blonde man spies a letter lying on his doormat. He says on it says on the envelope, "Do not bend." Spend the next 2 hours trying to figure out how to pick it up. Blind man shouts. This is, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, everybody else does blonde women jokes. Not us. Blind man shouts frantically into the phone, "My wife is pregnant and her contractions are only 2 inches apart." "Is it her first child?" asks the doctor. "No," he shouts, "this is her husband." A blind man was driving home, drunk as a skunk. Suddenly, he has to swerve to avoid a tree, then another. Policeman pulls him over, tells the policeman about all the trees in the road. The policeman says, "That's your air freshener swinging about." Blind man is in jail. Guard looks at his cell and sees him hanging by his feet. "Just what are you doing?" he asks. "Hanging myself," the blonde guy says. "The rope should be around your neck," said the guard. "He tried that," he says, "but I couldn't breathe." Italian tourist asks the blonde man, "Why do scuba divers fall backwards off their boats?" To which the blonde man replied, "If they fell forward, they'd still be in the boat." Two blonde men find three grenades and they decide to take them to the police. One asks, "What if one explodes before we get there?" The other says, "We'll lie and say we only found two." Woman phoned her blonde neighbor man and said, "Close your curtains." This is the best one. The woman phoned her blonde neighbor, "Close your curtains next time you and your wife are making love. The whole street was watching and laughing at you." To which the blonde man replied, "Well, the joke's on you because I wasn't even home."
And thank you very much.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow.
I'm sure he had four more emails with more of those jokes.
Yeah, da 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 da. Yeah, da 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 da. Yeah, da 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 da. Four surgeons are coming. Hold on a minute. Four surgeons are comparing the type of patients they consider the easiest to operate on. First surgeon says, "I like to operate on electricians because when you open them up, everything is color coded." Second surgeon says, "I prefer to operate on accountants because when you open them up, everything is numbered." Third surgeon says, "I think librarians are the easiest to operate on because everything inside them is in alphabetical order." Fourth surgeon says, "I got you all beat. I like to operate on politicians best. They are by far the easiest because they have no guts, no heart, no spine, and their heads are behind, and they're interchangeable." That's right. Hey!
actually pretty much turned this program upside down today. Just for the
hang of Monday. I mean, why not?
You know what? The good news, I am really interested in providing you with good news. Gas prices. How many people
have
noticed
yesterday? $2.79.
Yep. It's down to $3.01 here.
I'm still not happy.
Heating oil is $2.91 here. Diesel fuel is higher because of all the taxes that are put on it. Jen, what did you pay for gas last time you bought it there?
About $3.30, I think.
$3.30.
For us. Yeah.
The last time I remember taking Charlotte out for a walk, you know where my house is on the sort of the PCH, there's a big gas station, and I take her for a walk behind the gas station. I don't know why this sticks in my mind, but every day I would look at the sign, $4.41.
Oh, yeah.
Was the last price I remember last, I don't know, was it March, 1st of April? $4.41 now. It's what? Would you say three what?
About 330 something, I think 332 maybe I paid.
So down a buck in a year. All right. Yep. What else, Richie?
Don't you be say, happy with that.
Well, that's what I'm, yeah.
Right.
There's no reason to be happy with it because it's
don't go, yippee. It should not be more than 2.25 a gallon.
So, Kenny, let's do a survey, shall we, of people that are listening that want to explore with us the cost of gas around the country. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. Ken Kessler will monitor your responses. Just tell us what you paid for gas the last time you filled up, and let's see where the cheapest gas is. I know there is gas around Mid-South. It's less than $2 a gallon. I think I saw something somewhere, $2.71 or $2.74 someplace. Kenny, what did you pay last time you bought in San Diego?
$3.27 Saturday.
Mm. $3.27, so that's a little higher. All right. What happened last night? I went to sleep. Ball game was still on. I actually was watching some of the ball game. Was that last night or Saturday? I don't know.
Both nights, actually.
Okay.
There were two games.
Well, the Royals were, they beat the Saturday, the Royals were ahead. 2-1, right?
Yeah, Friday night, the Royals won, and then the Giants have won the last two.
Right. So it's 3-2 right now.
3-2.
Mm-hmm. Those bastards. Okay. Anyway.
I see your passion, Jackie.
Yeah, right. And so the answer to this question for me before I decide we have to go down a different street. We were sitting in a restaurant last night having a quick meal. This is one of those O'Leary's bar type places that they have, well, I think we counted, Meredith counted 11 or 12 or 13 screens. They're all on a football game, and I forget who it was, but I saw one player's back said Hasselback. Is that Elizabeth Sutherland? Is he still playing?
He's not playing anymore, but he's a commentator, I think.
Oh, no, this was a guy said, this was a shirt said Hasselback on it.
No,
they could
I don't
be
think
related, though, because wasn't there Tim, and who was the other one? Weren't there two Hasselbacks?
Yeah, but I can't. I don't think either one of them are playing right now.
They're like the Manning's light.
Can somebody
Matt Hasselback, but he's, I mean.
Yeah. Somebody do some little research. This may be the most important question of the day.
Do you know what team you were watching?
Apparently he's still on the Colts.
Really?
Can you just find it?
Matt or Tim?
Yeah, he's still on the Colts.
Who is?
Well,
which one?
Matt or Tim?
Matt. Yeah, I guess he's a backup on the Colts.
Married, and she's married to Tim.
She's married to Tim, yeah.
Right. And what does he do?
Tim Hasselback, I don't know what he's doing now. Let me see.
The Colts kind of got it handed to him, though, last night, didn't they?
Yeah. Let me see. Tim Hasselback right now is...
I thought he was a commentator. This is riveting.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, so...
He's not doing anything. Currently an analyst for ESPN.
Good day, fans of the radio. I always love saying on Monday morning I see the notes that John Harper, who runs WMEL in Melbourne, Florida, has. He always has such great news. He keeps such great contact. What a lesson for radio people. He's got this newsletter, and he sends me a copy of it every week, all the things that are going on the radio station. He is as good an example, Richie, as we can find. He and Larry Fuss are guys that have these great local radio stations, and they really know how to cater
if
to
you
and talk
one
to
of our radio stations. We love it when you are in contact with us.
Yeah.
These guys will be, hey, send me a liner for this. I got this going on special day. Mm-hmm. Send me that. And they're just always sending us information about the station.
But the station is on top of what their listeners want to know. That's the good thing. You know, and you don't have to have, I don't mean to make this too much inside, but just because we do a program that a lot of people around the country in different stations listen to, that doesn't mean that the good, smart operators of stations aren't catering to what you need to know.
There's a personality. There's a overview of what's going on that we provide. And then there are the good local stories, the local information, traffic and weather, and all that good stuff that good stations like MEL does. And for the life of me, I know I should remember Larry's call letters because they're good call letters to remember. And I now can't. The WN? Is it? And that's not, he's not doing it. NTR. You'll find out, Richie.
Anyway, email us in the next 15 seconds.
Yeah, right.
Let me see. Delta Radio Network.
Delta Radio.
Which one are we on? WNLA? No.
No.
KKJ?
No.
No,
no,
that's Southeast.
No.
Which one is WIBT?
Nope.
WKXY? No. WNLA? No, it's not any one of these. Larry, how come you don't put the station we're on?
No, no, he's
there.
All right, we'll figure it out. In the meantime, figuring things out on Monday includes how the question, how do you feel today? I lifted so much foolish stuff over the weekend, and my psyche really, like a bungalunga on my right-hand side, from my glute down to my ankle, is really on me. So
okay,
I'm
sciatic nerve.
That's it. Thank you. Omax 3 Ultra Pure, Richie.
That's WNIX, by the way.
NIX, that's right. Yeah. WNIX, because I love the way the callers just sort of flow off of my lips. WNIX.
That's a great name.
It is. WNIX. WNIX. How's that? WNIX. Does it sound as good when I say Omax 3 Ultra Pure? That sounds like something for Halloween. Omax 3 Ultra Pure. Omax 3 Ultra Pure, developed by doctors. Good when you take supplements that are actually developed by doctors. The ultimate here, Omax 3 Ultra Pure, the ultimate way for you to deal with things like joint pain, your counts are too high, that is triglycerides, cholesterol, that sort of thing. This is a sort of one of those all-purpose supplements, in a manner of speaking. This is not a vitamin. It's not a mineral. It comes from the best, purest fish that can be found producing omega-3s, because omega-3s are what really make the difference. So unique in so many different ways. Omax 3 Ultra Pure has been shown in clinical studies. This is scientific research. This is the kind of stuff that all the doctors associated with our program really like. They love, 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 love evidence. And Omax 3 Ultra Pure has been shown evidentially to help maintain healthy cholesterol levels and promote heart health. Heart health. Doesn't that sound good? You want good, healthy heart? Omax 3 Ultra Pure delivers more than 91% pure omega-3 content. It lowers triglycerides in 30 days. And just coincidentally, they want to give you a free 30-day supply of Omax 3 Ultra Pure so you can see for yourself, you can feel the difference. Feel it. Sense it. Get it. 800-316-7918 for Omax 3 Ultra Pure. 800-316-7918. You pay shipping and handling. That's the only responsibility you have. And then you'll find out how this stuff works so well. 30 days. Give it a shot. Give it a try. They know you'll like it. That's why they're giving it to you free, so you can test it out and then come back for more. 800-316-7918. Or you can get your free 30-day supply of Omax 3 Ultra Pure by going to Doug 4, D-O-U-G, the number 4, O-M-A-X, number 3, all together. Doug4omax3.com and order it that way if it works for you, or dial 800-316-7918 and of course tell them Doug Stephan sent you.
The flu, pneumonia, whooping cough, hepatitis A, shingles, meningitis, tetanus. That's a scary list. But did you know immunizations can protect you from every one? You didn't? Well, we do. Rite Aid pharmacists are certified to immunize against the most common preventable diseases. Find out what immunizations you need with a free immunization evaluation at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Availability and age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com.
And now, The Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
Anyone who runs a business knows the importance of
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
How's that? Pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
Janet, that was great. That show cleverness on my part?
Yeah. Janet Jackson, musically, number one during this week in 1990 was Black Cat. Number one.
Did you say Black Cat?
Black
Cat.
Cat. Black Cat. Jennifer's Black Cat.
Black Cat is black, by the way.
I know.
I prefer to call her after.
The album is called Janet Jackson's Rhythm Nation. 1814.
I'm a little offended. I mean, why didn't she call it African American Cat?
Okay, she's.
Isn't that a little rude?
It's not very PC of her.
Song and I don't much like it.
Oh,
really?
It's great.
Oh, it's
and
great.
You know what's funny? When it first came out, it sounded so hard. It sounded so rocky. And now it doesn't sound so rocky anymore.
Same now.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is good stuff.
Well, everybody's got different opinions, Richie. I wouldn't go across the street to hear her sing this.
This one's rumored to be composed about her ex-husband, James DeBarge.
Really?
Yeah.
One of the El DeBarge gang?
I guess.
Mm. All right, so that's Janet Jackson musically remembering Black Cat from this Sadie and Doug. Black Cat. This date, 1990. Pretty appropriate for Halloween, though, I guess.
Black Cat.
That's what I said.
Not Black Hat.
Black Cat.
Cat.
Okay, good.
B-L-A-C-K-C-A-T. Or if you were...
so smart.
B-L-A-C-K-K-A-T if you're a cool cat.
Cats.
Cats. Okay, let's go back to last Friday night for a smile, courtesy of Craig Ferguson here.
It's United Nations Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the one
I can't even go through with it, man.
No,
do we
man.
Have to? All right, then. The United Nations is the world's foremost institution for drafting strongly worded letters. Critics have accused the UN of being indecisive. To that, the UN replied today,
All right. That's also, supposedly or purportedly funny, SNL... The first spoof focuses on and Obama's statement about Ebola. Obama on Ebola. This sounds
As you know, just 2 days ago, another American, this time a doctor in New York, was diagnosed with Ebola. Now, some people want to criticize the way our administration has handled this crisis. And it's true, we made a few mistakes early on. But I assure you, it was nowhere near as bad as how we handled the ISIS situation. I mean, our various Secret Service mishaps, or the scandals of the IRS and the NSA. And I don't know if you guys remember, but the Obamacare website had some pretty serious problems too. In fact, if you look at all the stuff that's happened my second term, this whole Ebola thing is probably one of my greatest accomplishments.
Speaking of that, here's a spoof press conference with the new Ebola czar.
On Thursday, officials confirmed the first case of Ebola in New York. So it's official, New York City has all the diseases.
Which one was that?
The wrong one.
04?
That would have been 2704, Richie, yes.
Mr. Klain, you have no actual medical training or background in dealing with infectious disease, is that correct?
Yes, that is true. I am not a doctor, but to be fair, I did serve as chief of staff to Vice President Joe Biden, so I do have some experience with a little something called foot and mouth disease.
That wasn't funny.
That was kind of funny.
Yeah, a little bit. All right, you got a quickie, 2709. You got time for that one?
Sure.
Hurry up.
According to a new phone poll, 45% of Americans are concerned that they'll get Ebola. The other 55% wouldn't answer the phone because they thought that might be the way you get Ebola.
28 after on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Bob Schrum and Rich Lowry. Coming right up, as we approach his deadline, what do you think about Ezekiel Emanuel's opinion that he doesn't want to live beyond 75 because he's well beyond his creative peak?
Welcome back to the Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for the couch-smuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action. Look how he makes eye contact with this person. That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance will come in with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Schrum and Lowry. Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel, a big proponent of the Affordable Care Act, has now on his own said that he doesn't want to live much beyond 75 because that's well beyond his peak of creative power. Says him. What do you guys think?
Most of his policy prescriptions are relatively modest, you know, that research should really focus on how we make old age more pleasant rather than solely extending life. There is, though, this sense that life isn't living if you're not at the top of your capacities. And someone who's already past his peak, I kind of resent this. And as someone who knows and loves very many disabled people, I really reject the suggestion.
Rich says he resents it. I resemble the remark. It's just absurd. I mean, all around us, there are examples that disprove what he said. I mean, you look at what Pope Francis is doing. He's very, very impressive. I don't know if he's at the peak of his powers, but he's certainly having a huge impact on the world. You look at John Kerry, who I think is a very, very effective Secretary of State, who's, I guess, at this point, 71 or 72. I just thought the whole statement was ridiculous.
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute with Bob.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. GetTheTea.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Monday, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I forgot to mention, we were talking, Kenny and Richie and Jennifer and I were talking about Rob. Well, we actually weren't talking on the air. We were just talking about the Giants and the Royals, the game last night. Now, they remembered Robin Williams with a tribute prior to Game 5. His three children were there. They took the mound before the team's home game against Kansas City. And Zach threw out the first pitch to Billy Crystal, who was at home plate. Crystal apparently also spoke to the crowd. Anybody see this?
I heard about it, but I didn't get to see it.
Yeah. The team showed clips of Robin Williams, who was a big Giants fan, apparently. He was up on the Jumbotron. The children wore jerseys with their last name on their back. They said they were honored to be here to pay tribute to their father, somebody who loved his hometown and especially loved the Giants. That's a nice touch. Meanwhile, for those of you who don't remember this, back to 1985 when the Royals were playing against the Cardinals, was on an all-Missouri, St. Louis and Kansas City. The Cardinals, I'm trying to remember back to that. I remember they called it the I-70 series. Remember that?
Yeah.
I do.
Nobody cares. Everybody's so flat. I thought this was kind of interesting. It's kind of like if both New York teams were playing against each other.
Or better yet, the Dodgers and the Angels.
Yeah.
We had a possibility with the Orioles and the Nationals, but that didn't last long.
So did we, and that didn't last long either.
Right. So the Royals rallied from 3-1 deficit to win the World Series in 1985. 86, the Mets became the world champions. On this date, they beat the Red Sox. I remember that. That was the year that the Red Sox had Boston had the Patriots in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
The Red Sox in the World Series, and the Bruins were in the Stanley Cup playoff.
Stanley Cup.
Right. That was it. Yeah.
Very interesting how that's
the bigger Cardinals news this weekend is that outfielder Oscar Tavares.
Yeah, Oscar Tavares
getting killed in a car accident.
Really?
Yeah, back he was home with his girlfriend in the Dominican Republic, and both of them were killed in a car accident.
Wow. Oof.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess we have to get to Ebola, huh?
No. Nice.
Abundance.
Hold on, let me give you the theme. Ready?
What?
Ebola. Okay, go ahead. Back to you in the studio.
I missed that on rehearsal.
Ebola.
So every weekend at DougStephan.com, we post the top 10 talk topics of the week, according to Talkers Magazine. And then we ask you to tell us what you think was the most important. And it seems that Talkers and the listeners agreed, Kenny. 30% of those of you who responded at DougStephan.com said, Ebola. Was
happening? I hear hiccups. I know, I got all confusion.
16%. Excuse me. I think I have the hiccups. 16% said
maybe it's Ebola.
Yeah, I'm right. Canadian terror attacks. Let's see here. 12% of you said it was the battle against ISIS. 11% of you said it was the green card. See, I thought that was number one. The green card is going to give it to 30 million. You got any comments on that, Kenny? At Facebook.com/ Good Day.
No,
Twitter,
is the first one.
No, we didn't get any comments, or no, we don't think that's a good idea.
No.
No comments, yeah.
No, really? All right, so what's your number one? Over the weekend, as you were monitoring social media, what is the number one thing from comment? Does it agree with the poll at DougStephan.com, our comments?
Well, we're getting a ton of comments this morning about gas prices.
Ah, that's good. Nice to have a good news.
I don't see it. And there was a bunch of comments on this about the big thing over the weekend was a story we had on DougStephan.com about the NFL fielding a team in London.
Yes. What do you all think about that? I was going to ask you about that. Story on Friday, the NFL says it's on track to have a team to play football, a professional team in London, by the year 2022, which would be 8 years from now.
No.
What I heard discussion-wise on the air was how long is it going to take to get over there? It doesn't take any longer to get from, let's say, Boston to London than it does to get from L.A. to Boston.
But what
from
do you
the
do?
East Coast.
You're right. What do you do when you have... I mean, right now, it's an issue when the East Coast goes West Coast goes East Coast. I mean, you have a real advantage.
Imagine the Chargers headed over to London.
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, you send the Chargers over to London and...
Don't you think they thought about that?
I think they thought about it, I think they don't care.
Because it's money-making. I mean, it would be something...
They're just looking to tap into a foreign market, and there's no way... And what about the London team? I mean, they're basically going to have to live over here.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm trying to figure out, given the support there is for what they call real football over there, I don't know that I've ever experienced anybody who is a Brit talking about how great the NFL is, how great American football. Normally, they're putting it down. So it's phony football. That's what
Actually, wasn't there a game this weekend?
There was.
That was over in London.
Yeah. It was, who was it?
They start the season sometimes.
The Lions. Yeah, the Lions game.
Lions and Falcons?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wembley Stadium. That seems an interesting place to have football. That's the home of England's national soccer
team. That's a good game, 22-21.
Is it?
Yeah, short winning.
All right, so what are some of the comments, Kenny?
No, the short answer is that nobody thinks it's a good idea. Paul says it's not worth it. John says I couldn't care less what the NFL does. Diana says it's a waste of money.
Mm-hmm.
William says it's a bunch of bull. David says I vote no unless they need to recruit new players that aren't women beaters.
Perfect.
And Scott says a team in London just may make the fans in Philly and Oakland not look so bad.
Now that's funny.
888-302-3684 connects with us. 888-302-DOUG on the phone. The email address could be jennifer@dougstephan.com, ken@dougstephan.com, rich@dougstephan.com, doug@dougstephan.com. Our poll today focuses on the big event of the week, Hallows Eve. All Hallows Eve is on Friday. So the question is, what kind of candy are you giving out this year? We're going to have a big event
on the farm on Thursday. It's a half a day for students in the school system. So we've invited students of all ages to come spend the afternoon at the farm. We've bought thousands of apples. We're going to have students, children, bring the apples to the cows. The cows are going to be in the barn being milked by mid-afternoon. And they'll be able to feed the apples to the... I can see this happening now. The kids are going to scream. They put the apple down. The cows will pick up the apple. They'll look at the kids. They'll chomp on it. And all the barn will be full of screaming kids. But we thought that would be kind of a fun way for people to celebrate in a cool, calm, collected way.
We went to, took the kids to Cox Farms. It's one of the farms here in Fairfax County that's kind of open to the public, and they have a big fall festival with the big slides and the corn maze and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But one of the fun things that they had, and they had the free apple cider, you know, where you just walk up and, oh, so good.
Good stuff.
But one of the fun things they had was like these bungee cords with these apple launchers, like big slingshots type things, and they had targets set out in the field.
Mm-hmm.
And Sean and I spent half an hour shooting apples out at these targets, and it was a great time. Oh, it was so much fun. It's hysterical.
Yeah. What they got to do with the farm, though?
Just the apples just and being the field and being out there. It was great.
Yeah. Have to adapt that somehow or other, shots into mud pies or cow pies.
You should. You should shoot cow pies into the field and put targets out there. You know what you could do?
What?
You could put wood cows out there and try to hit the cows.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could put a wood picture of you out there. And if anybody hits the wood picture of you, they win a free gallon of milk.
Really?
A poofling.
Right. But you have to charge like a dollar for five shots type thing.
Shots at cows and me. Hmm.
Hit Dudley with the cow pie and you win a free gallon of milk.
Very nice, Richie.
I love that.
I know you do.
You may want to make sure that you mention the cutout wooden image of you.
Not me walking around there. I'll make sure I'm not around that afternoon. So our poll asks, what kind of candy are you giving out this week? Reese's Cups, various chocolate candy bars, gum, non-chocolate candy, I don't know yet, whatever's on sale and still on the shelves. I don't give out candy on Halloween. So give us that reflection, if you will, at DougStephan.com. Speaking of reflecting, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases is warning that the mandatory 21-day quarantine for medical workers returning from West Africa probably is not necessary and, in fact, could discourage volunteers from traveling to the danger zone. The mandatory 21-day quarantine imposed by New York and New Jersey on healthcare workers, the feds didn't get told, apparently, that that's what New York and New Jersey were going to do. A New York doctor who treated patients in Guinea became the first Ebola case diagnosed in the city. What's his status? Is he A-OK? What do we know? Yeah. Ebola. Is that fellow OK? I think I haven't heard anything.
They still have him under quarantine. But, there's been no word that he's ill.
Yeah. All right. And then the other story I saw that may be of interest and importance, the nurse who was quarantined at the hospital because she had contact with Ebola patients in West Africa, criticized the way her case has been handled, raising concerns from humanitarian and human rights groups. Her name is Casey Hickox, first traveler quarantined under Ebola watches in New Jersey, New York, wrote the first person to count for the Dallas Morning News, which was posted today, or over the weekend, I guess. Her preliminary test came back negative. Quote, this is not a situation I would wish on anyone, and I'm scared for those who will follow me. I am scared about how healthcare workers will be treated at airports when they declare they've been fighting Ebola in West Africa. I'm scared that, like me, they will arrive and see a frenzy of disorganization, fear, and quarantine. The U.S. must treat returning healthcare workers with dignity and humanity. What I read between the lines in a couple of different sort of hazy stories about this were that, as usual, the government is not really well organized. It's all bungled up. Nobody really wants to be working around these people, and thus they have just kind of shuffled them off to a room and leave them there, and they don't really seem to know. I get there's a lot of criticism of Doctors Without Borders, too, sending doctors over there from all over the world. Most of them are American doctors. So Why is it that this is so confusing? Why is this so difficult?
I got an idea.
Why is this so damn difficult?
If at the point of origination, okay, in Africa where the Ebola is, where you are working, if they knew how to protect themselves properly, maybe we wouldn't have to worry about the Ebola coming back here.
Well, there's just not a lot of it. Just seems to me that there's more. The jokes from Saturday Night Live are still appropriate, it seems to me. Now, meanwhile, drug makers are trying to develop Ebola vaccines, but doesn't it take, didn't I hear somebody say a couple of years? Or how are they doing on the ZMAP, your company there in San Diego, Kenny? How are they doing to develop more of that? They had 1,000 vials of it. They used it all up. Small company. I would think there'd be a lot of big drug companies investing in an outfit like that, who seems to be so far along the track that there would be expectation they'd be able to come up with something fairly soon. Yeah? Am I right or not?
Well, the problem is that the, and I don't understand the process, but whatever the process is, takes months to be able to produce
the FDA.
Vaccine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, we can throw that onto the fire of, onto the pile of hopefully good news expectations. Speaking of expectations, when I use the noun that is referring to a particular serum, it's called Genucel, what comes to your mind? How do you do when you're looking in the mirror in the morning and you see bags and puffiness under your eyes? They don't belong there. You don't want them there. You think, how can I get rid of these things? Cover them up with makeup new. Natural product Genucel, developed from stem cell, plant stem cell technology. This is a way for the puffiness is all water that's been collected under your eyes. So this extracts the water. Also deals with lines and things around your eyes that are just not attractive. This is a product that's been on the market, been tested out well. Doctors all over the place look at it and say, okay, this is better than Botox, better than surgery. Give it a shot. First place, this would be the first line of defense to get rid of all the puffiness. It'll be gone, or you get your money back. It's that simple. By using Genucel, and by the way, men and women are sending the email saying, this is a cool product, I use it. Matter of fact, I'm putting it on my entire face. Well, that's not necessary, because when you call 800-543-9262 and mention my name, they will suggest that, well, you can be very specific. You say, I'd like to have a jar of Esotique, which is a cream that you can put all over your face. Put Genucel around your eyes, Esotique around your face. Pay for two products. Nope, you're going to pay for one and get two when you dial 800-543-9262. So you get the message, get rid of the puffiness, the bags around your eyes, that sort of thing, and treat your entire face. It is a treat for your face, and a treat for people looking at your face, most importantly, you looking at your face. 800-543-9262. Pay for Genucel. Get Genucel and Esotique together. 800-543-9262.
I'm a state-of-the-art 60-inch flat-screen TV. And I mean, not to brag or anything, but if a burglar ever breaks into this place, I'm pretty certain I'm the first thing he's going to steal. I mean, it's not like he's going to take that recliner over there. Or that coffee table.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage as well as provide liability protection. Visit Geico.com today.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 7676 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 7676.
All right, Doug has a good question. Go ahead, Doug, about the cows having apples.
Yeah, I remember as a kid, my neighbor upstate New York, every once in a while, his cows would get loose and get the onion patch.
Uh-oh.
And the milk was tainted. Wouldn't the apples taste?
No, there are some. That's a great question, by the way. There are some elements like what's in onions that would affect the taste of the milk. What's in beer hops? Because I give them beer hops, beer grain. It doesn't affect the taste of the milk, and apples do not either. Cranberries don't. Depends on the onions, as you can imagine, pretty stuff, you know, pretty strong stuff. But apples, actually, the cows love apples. They love them. And it doesn't, like when they eat corn. The milk doesn't taste like corn. But, Doc, good question. Thank you.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now, 53 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Monday, is upon us, and each day in this portion of the program, try to highlight two or three important technology stories. Apple is in the news. We'll get to them after we hear from Shelley Palmer today, who's going to talk with you about these various tips he has to avoid going over your monthly data limit. Using things like Spotify. Do you have a problem with that, Richie?
You know, I don't have a problem with it really pushing me over my limit, but yes, it could be an issue.
Right. All right. So if that's become an issue with you, or if you're curious as to how you can avoid it, we'll tell you. Tips coming up from Shelley Palmer here on Good Day.
I commute from Schenectady to Manhattan. It's about a 6-hour round trip, but it's cool. My family loves Schenectady, and I love books on tape. It's a lot of time to spend driving alone. On the other hand, Schenectady is really close to the highway, so...
Life is a long drive. Make sure your car is along for the ride. Mobil Super Motor Oil is formulated to help prevent sludge and protect against wear. Mobil Super, for long engine life.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Spotify is awesome, but Spotify without a limited monthly data cap can become expensive. Unless you want a sky-high mobile bill, it's important to limit the amount of music you stream to avoid going over your monthly cap. But how much data does a service like Spotify really use? Most songs on Spotify stream at 320K. That means if you listen to an hour's worth of Spotify, you'll use up a little over 100 meg of data. If you expand that to a full 8-hour workday, that's almost a full gig. To avoid burning through your monthly data cap this quickly,
quickly? Make sure to download tracks and playlists for offline playback or connect to a trusted Wi-Fi network whenever possible. If no safe networks are available, you can always stream Pandora, where the stream songs use only about a fifth as much data as they would on Spotify. A final extreme solution would be switching over to T-Mobile, which offers free streaming music for Pandora, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and iTunes Radio. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Cloud may be just another overused buzzword, but the cloud is an effective computing environment that can save your business time and money. Barracuda Networks is no stranger to the cloud. In fact, all of our security and storage solutions connect to the cloud for continuous updates and off-site redundancy. Barracuda's cloud also plays host to our email security, web security, file sharing, and e-signing services. We even offer solutions on Amazon's AWS and Microsoft's Azure public cloud platforms. To try any of our cloud-connected solutions free, visit barracuda.com/cloud.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. One ounce bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time for me to dose today.
That would be you, sir. You
oh, it's my time, is it?
It's my time, yes, sir. It's my time, it is.
So here we have the story from Rite Aid and CVS today. Reportedly, they have stopped accepting payments made through the just-launched Apple Pay system. So, Kenny, tell us the story behind the story, because everybody was all, I don't know, everybody, but there were a lot of people that thought, this is super cool, this is great, this is the modern world we've come to, and now it's all kind of crumbling.
Well, they, both of those, both CVS and Rite Aid, used the system called Current C. Get it? Current
C. Current C. Yes, got it.
Through your mobile device, yeah. And it uses one of those QR codes that will show up on the screen, and then you scan that with your phone, and that's hooked into your bank account. But the problem is it's not compatible with the Apple Pay. So they would have to get rid of the system they're already using and start over with Apple Pay, and they're not interested in doing that.
So they're going to can it.
Yeah. CVS and Rite Aid they're not going to use it. And Best Buy and Walmart and Target have already said they're not going to use it either. They're using this other system.
So what then is the future if this is the first step and it's a misstep? What happens to Apple Pay that everybody like Richie was so excited about?
Well, the thing you have to remember here is that Apple Pay is not Apple's program that they invented. It's the program that all of the credit card vendors invented. Apple Pay just adopted it.
Does it affect the value of the stock? Like, remember last week?
No, because
Apple's quarterly earnings were so strong that
I think that the credit card companies are going to push this through. So, everybody may not want it, but eventually it's what the credit card, what the banks are going to push.
Because Apple's share prices on Friday were crazy. The world's most valuable public company, Apple, worth $617 billion. That's a couple of hundred billion more than Exxon, and twice what Microsoft is worth. Wow. Apple's worth twice as much as Microsoft and Google, and 200,000 billion more. 200,000, good. 200 billion more than Exxon. Wow.
Good stuff.
So smart, like you.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.